The 8 Democrats hoping to run against Republican Governor Scott Walker this fall debated in their only joint broadcast appearance Thursday night. They were asked a variety of questions, including about education and Foxconn. All 8 said they oppose the state incentives package for the Taiwanese electronics giant. Some would seek to halt the deal, while others would attempt to renegotiate it. Every candidate except State School Superintendent Tony Evers said they'd support free education for state residents at two-year colleges. Evers said he thinks students need to have some, quote, skin in the game. Because the field is so large, the candidates had a limited amount of time to make their case to voters. They attempted to sum up their campaigns in these closing statements.
Each candidate will get a minute, 10 seconds. A minute, 10 seconds. For closing statements, the order was chosen by lottery earlier this afternoon, and the first will be Mr. Pate.
Thank you. Thanks for having us tonight. Thank you, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. I'm a proud graduate of the University of Wisconsin system. I went to Eau Claire, so we're a friendly rivalry, but I enjoy being down here. We have a choice to make in August. Where are we going to take our party? Where are we going to take our state? We have a lot to fix. People are working too hard for too little money. Our students are not getting the education that they need. We need to fix all those things, but we need a vision that takes us further to address the generational and technology changes that are happening rapidly in our economy, in our cities, across the world, that are impacting us here in Wisconsin. To make sure that all of our farmers can get the income that they need. To make certain that everyone who's working really hard can get the money they need to pay the bills. And we need innovative solutions, big ideas that Wisconsin used to be known for from the progressive movement. Things like reworking our tax code so that it works for the middle class, having regular refundable tax credits that work to eliminate child poverty, doing things like public service initiatives that gives everyone an opportunity to get education in exchange for serving their state. We can do big ideas again, and we can't do it unless we have new leadership, and that's why I'm in this race, and that's why I'm the best candidate.
Ms. Weinhout.
Thank you. My life experience is very different from the people here on the stage. My father dug ditches and finished cement for a living. I really wanted to go to college, and he didn't want to sign my financial aid papers because he thought the college would be wasted on a girl, which is why it's so important to me that we have free tuition for two-year and tech colleges. I know what it's like to get up at dawn and milk cows and get hit across the face with a nasty tail from an unhappy cow. I live in a part of the state, beautiful Buffalo County, where internet comes at a slow walk, and you need a guide to tell you not only where the fish are biting, but where you can get a cell signal. I know what it's like to run against a popular Republican incumbent and win. I have won 3 times in a district that also Scott Walker won 3 times and Donald Trump won. And I don't need a crash course in what Scott Walker has done in the last 8 years. I've written alternatives to the governor's budget with exactly the same amount of money. I've shown where the money should have gone if the governor had put people first. I ask for your vote on the 14th of August.
Our next closing statement comes from Mike McCabe.
So far in the 21st century, no state in America has seen its middle class shrink more than Wisconsin. And we've got the potential to be so much better and do so much more as a state. But to do that, we've got to deal with the fact that there's a cancer growing in the body of our democracy. Cronyism and corruption and what amounts to legal bribery has been allowed to take root in our state, and it has to be uprooted. Because I want this state to be a place where there's health care for all. I come from a farming background too, and I was 22 years old before I was first covered by health insurance because our family chose to forego it in order to keep our farm profitable. But I'll tell you this, we're not going to get good health care from a sick political system, and we're not going to get living wages from a dying democracy, and we're not going to get clean air and clean water from a dirty politics. And we're not going to get anything more than thoughts and prayers after each new mass shooting, as long as elected officials are paid to take no other action. We've got to deal with that cancer in the body of our democracy, cut it out, for this state to become what it has the potential to be.
Thank you, Mr. McCabe.
No Ms. applause, Boyce. Please.
Thank you. We have 8 good people on this stage. But I have a track record of actually turning our big ideas and our progressive values into real results. When I was the executive director of NAREL Pro-Choice Wisconsin, I helped to pass the first pro-choice legislation in this state in 30 years through an anti-choice Republican assembly. So I know how to reach across the aisle and get things done for working families in Wisconsin. I also helped expand health care to over 80,000 Wisconsinites when I was in the assembly as the vice chair of the Committee on Health. We need somebody with that kind of commitment. I helped make Wisconsin a leader in banning BPA, a toxic chemical in children's products. So much so that California looked and said, hey, we better get on the boat because look what Wisconsin's doing. We can do that again. We can be a leader in addressing climate change and clean energy. We can be the education state again, and we can make sure every Wisconsinite is covered by health insurance. Let's do it together. I ask for your vote on August 14th to make Wisconsin a place of opportunity again. Thank you.
Mr. Soglin.
Well, we've got a challenge in front of us, and it is Scott Walker. It is a backwards view of the state of Wisconsin. We need a candidate for the Democratic Party who not only can describe the problem and recommend solutions, but has actually governed a $300 million operating and capital budget, knows how to balance a budget and to make the tough decisions about law enforcement and community services, knows when asked the question, what are you going to do about disparity in the state of Wisconsin, how we are going to change the public education system, how we're going to deal with out-of-school time where children are two-thirds of their waking hours, not in the classroom, but given other opportunities to learn. We're going to have the opportunity to reverse the way tax credits are used instead of putting them into Foxconn, putting them into affordable housing. Someone has to do this who has had the experience and knows the state of Wisconsin and is visible.
Thank you. Right on cue. Mr. Flynn. Yeah.
I'm running for governor because, very simply, I'm not going to stand by and watch our democracy destroyed. In Washington, D.C., Donald Trump is betraying us to Vladimir Putin and the Russians for bribery and blackmail. And in Madison, Scott Walker has betrayed us to his donors. We used to be known for honest government, clean water, and high wages. And today we're known around the country for corrupt government, dirty water, and low wages. And I'm going to change that. When I served in the Navy, I defended our country. When I served as a lawyer, I defended my clients. And when I serve as governor, I will defend you. And the ship that I was stationed on had sailors from Mississippi and New York, from Alabama, California, Wisconsin, Arkansas, Wyoming. We were shipmates. There was no north-south divide. There was no urban-rural divide. We stood watch together. We worked together. We went on liberty together. We were shipmates. Everybody in this room is my shipmate. Everybody in the state is my shipmate. And if you put this Navy vet in the governor's chair, I will turn the ship in the right direction. Thank you.
Mr. Mitchell.
We have a term in the fire service that's called all hands working. It means that everyone is working together to solve a problem. Just recently, 2 days ago, actually, we lost a firefighter in Sun Prairie. He's not in my association. He's not one of my members. But you know what? When I got the call that we lost a brother in the line of duty, I didn't ask, was he a friend of Scott Walker or what was his political affiliation? I didn't say, well, is he a union member? I said, no, we're going to send resources on Sun Prairie, and that's what we did. We have a shared enemy in this state. It is the division that Scott Walker has created. And we are better than that as a state of Wisconsin. We can do better. That's why in my campaign, I've brought coalitions together of people that don't normally think like us, people that don't normally see eye to eye. I don't just go into great town hall meetings or Democratic Party functions, and everyone's clapping, doing this and snapping. No, I go in the belly of the beast and talk to people that we need to vote for us. That's why in our campaign, we brought everything to the table. Everything it takes to win. Money, marbles, and chalk. Everything it takes to play. And we have to go out there and win this thing against Scott Walker November 6th. And I'm the candidate to do it.
Mr. Evers.
I think the state of Wisconsin is blessed to have 8 great candidates like you see in front of me. The issues between us are pretty small. I mean, we're all Democrats, for gosh sakes. You would think that we'd be pretty similar on the issues. This campaign is about defeating Scott Walker. He came into office saying, we're going to divide and conquer. And that's exactly what he did. I have won statewide. I'm the only candidate that has won statewide. Additionally, I have lived all across the state of Wisconsin. I began my career as a teacher in Toma and a principal. I've worked in Oakfield and the Fox Valley. That's an important part of the state. That's where 40% of the vote comes from. Those things are critical to winning this race. Additionally, I have actually run things. I've been in charge of schools, school districts, regional agencies, and now I'm in charge of an agency that's responsible for 860,000 kids and 100,000 adults that serve them. I will start on day one, no assembly required.